Journaling is an art, a way of life, and a tool. It's something that everybody can benefit from at any age and at any stage in your life. So journaling, right, is super, super interesting. And I started journaling sometime in secondary school. So I would say perhaps my junior class, just two. You know, at that time, I guess I would have been around 12 or 13. Around that age is when I started journaling. And at the time, I felt like I was bad at journaling because it was sort of a trend in my school that you'd get a really cute journal and you'd journal every day. Now, it wasn't like it was a huge trend or anything, but a lot of girls, especially in my class, and a few of the guys had journals, and you know, it was just a cool thing to do. So I started journaling and it was amazing. Like, I've always been a writer. That's my current profession now. But it didn't start with me just writing stories. It started with me just writing random stuff. And actually, even my journaling didn't exactly start with journaling. It started with sort of drawing things and scribbling notes under them. So that's where it started for me. But the true act of journaling didn't start till secondary school, where I actually got a dedicated book, called it my diary, and started writing in it. Now, the trend at that time was to write every single day. And I couldn't keep up with that. I've just never been that person who is able to keep, like, I've just never been that person who has been able to write every day in my journal. And I used to feel kind of bad about it. I felt like, oh, does this mean I don't really like journaling? Because in my mind, I enjoyed journaling. But then the thoughts kept coming up to me that, okay, if I enjoyed it so much, why couldn't I be consistent with it and do it every day? But that's just part of my makeup, you know, and also being a female where I'm going through different things depending on where I am in my cycle, that also affects it. I'm not always going to feel like journaling. So I understand that now, but at the time I didn't. So if you're like that, and you know, when journaling is suggested, you feel like it's something that you have to do every day, if not, you're not doing it right, keep in mind that there's no wrong way to journal. Okay, like, you can't go wrong. This is, journaling is literally just a space dedicated for you to be, to express. And that's wonderful, because most of the time we don't have permission to just be, or we feel where we've been conditioned to feel like we don't have permission to be. We don't have permission to express ourselves. And this is all part of breaking out of the mold, breaking out of the matrix. So journaling is a fantastic way to practice being and expression and self-awareness. These are things that really help us grow. These are things that make us become better people. And not just for the sake of becoming a better person, but for the sake of living your best life, living your truth, being authentic, right? What's better than that? Like, you won't believe the things that have come to me just because I was being true to myself. Things I would never have dreamed of. Like, my dreams have come true, but they've come true in a much bigger way than I ever expected them to. Like, yes, I had certain desires and stuff like that. But when I detached from those desires themselves, when I just said, okay, what is it my soul is calling me to do? When I went on that journey and followed that road, things, I've seen wonderful, wonderful, amazing things. And that's why I can't stop. That's why when you have a spiritual awakening, you don't go back, because you see how wonderful life truly is. And despite life being life, despite the ups and downs, the quote-unquote bad things, you can still find joy, you can still find gratitude, right? So wonderful stuff. But yes, back to the topic of journaling. To me, it's a very clear description or definition to say journaling is a dedicated space for you to just be and express. But that might sound a little confusing if it's something you've not done before. So let's take it step by step. You're journaling, you're trying to journal, okay? What you do is you get a notebook. It can be any kind of notebook. You might want to get a fancy looking one. You might want to get one that is plain, or it might literally be like, you know, those 60 leaves exercise book. It doesn't matter what it is. All that matters is that it's yours. You have access to it and no one else does. So for me, it's important that no one else reads my journal. It's important that it's just for me. Whereas some other people don't mind their journal being read. But personally, I feel like it's not every part of me that I want people to see. So that's why I prefer to keep it personal. And if you are just starting on your journaling journey, I would encourage you to do that, to keep it just for yourself, to hide it, really. You don't have to let everybody know that, you're journaling, look, this is my journal. Because it's natural for people to get curious and want to see what you're reading. People have asked me, like, because sometimes I would need to journal something in the middle of maybe a conversation or while I'm in a group setting. And, you know, they would, of course, be curious. And I'm like, sorry, I don't want to share this. Sometimes I don't even apologize. I'm just like, no. So if you're just starting, I would encourage you to keep it to yourself, just so that it's more of that safe space that we're all looking for, right? Paper can never judge you. It's a blank page. It's you and it's a biro. So you start from there. And then another thing I like to do is put out the date. I think when at first started journaling, that's what I was saying about like drawing the pictures and like giving them titles and stuff. When I first started that, I didn't really put time to it. To be honest, I only started really feeling and understanding time not too long ago, but that's a different story. So the reason I'm encouraging you to put dates on your journal is so that you can look back. Hindsight is a very powerful thing. And when one of the greatest things about a journal is that you can look back, you can receive that hindsight, and you get to also notice the change of seasons. So seasons are very important in the journey of evolution, because what seasons are is that you're conscious of the things that are happening around you, both in your life, in the world, in the celestial body, so astrologically speaking, that is. And you just understand these movements. And sometimes this helps you to navigate other situations and other things. It also often helps you make better choices when you are aware of the season you're in. And before you are aware of the season you're in, you have to be aware of the seasons you've previously been in. So this is one of the ways that journaling helps. Okay, so now that I've explained that, let's go back to it. You've got your journal, you've written down your date. What do you write? The answer is anything. And that's an annoying answer, right? Because sometimes we when we're looking for answers, we want things that are very, very specific. But the answer is absolutely anything. So start with something simple. Sometimes when I want to journal, I don't necessarily have anything to talk about. So I just talk about my day. And then I find that as I continue writing, the most important things tend to come up. And it's not that the most important things are necessarily like, oh, the most important things going on in my life. But what happens is that my subconscious is then able to push through. So things that I'm not completely aware of, things that are low-key bothering me, but, you know, I'm not consciously aware that these are things bothering me, they begin to come up. So let me give an example. Sometimes I just start writing in my journal, oh, today was really boring, I didn't do much, my cats did this to me, and this is what I had for lunch. And then before I know it, I'll start moving towards another direction very unconsciously. I just say, I remember when my mom did this to me, or when I went out to this place and met this person, and you know, this thing was so annoying that they did that, and I felt like blah blah blah. So you see, it just from just speaking, the subconscious naturally rises up. Another way that you can go about journaling is using journal prompts. So you can check my Instagram page at Sage of Strength. I have a few journal prompts, 5 days of journal prompts for self-love. And that's always a fantastic place to start. Love is one of the most powerful, if not the most singular powerful force there is on this planet, and you know, such a high, pure frequency. And many times we don't truly understand what love is, and worst of all, we don't have love for ourselves. So if you're interested in that, check out my Instagram page. The link will be in the notes. Check out my Instagram page for those prompts and try that out. See where it takes you. Journaling is a very interesting journey because, like I said, oftentimes you come there and you don't know what is going to come up, right? Another way you can go about journaling is by doing it when there's something bothering you. So let's say you're feeling a very intense emotion, intense joy, intense anger, intense sadness, intense curiosity, whatever it is, when you're feeling it so heavy, instead of just maybe letting it pass by, you can journal about it. Instead of calling your friend who you always talk to, you can journal about it. And I'm not saying, oh, like, don't talk to your friends or whoever about your problems, you know, just go straight to journaling. But I'm saying that you might, it's not a bad thing to consider dealing with that issue on your own before sharing it with someone else. And of course, it can be vice versa. You can go tell your friend and then journal about it because, you know, talking to someone else might also provide a lot of insight. But I want you to realize that there is magic within you. So look to yourself for that magic. You know, it's not all the time that you need to go externally to find solutions to your problems or to release certain emotions that you're no longer wanting to carry. And release is so important. That's one of the main features of journaling. You're letting it out, whatever it may be. And it doesn't necessarily have to be good. It doesn't necessarily have to be bad. Those words are honestly annoying words to use because this life is shades of gray, baby. So good and bad, black and white, it's just gray. So feel free to let that out. And another important thing about this, why, you know, this act of journaling and this act of release is so important, is I like to tell people this. It was told to me, actually, I think the first time it was told to me was by Chalia from the Unfiltered Edit. So go check her out. She's a very wise woman, full of alchemy, full of knowledge of alchemy, amazing stuff. So go check her page out. But she told me that when emotions are coming up is because they want to come out, right? And I found that so powerful. So now I tell people this a lot. If it's coming up, it's coming up to come out. And there's an analogy that I like to use for this. It's that imagine throwing up. very nasty analogy. I hope if you're somebody that cringes a lot about these kind of things, I'm sorry, but it's the best analogy I can think of. So imagine you need to throw up. You've eaten all sorts of things and you feel horrible and you really need to throw up. Your stomach is aching. Your head is probably aching as well. You might be sweating. Like if it's really bad, you might be sweating. You will be in pain and a huge amount of discomfort, right? And your body naturally is going to want to throw that up because it's too much. So what happens when you need to throw up? You then go ahead and throw up. And anyone that has vomited knows that it's not fun. Throwing up is the worst. Your retching is like, ugh, it's from your stomach. You're retching and, you know, you're sweating and it's just coming out so forcefully from your throat. And it's just, ugh, and you throw that all up. It's a horrible experience. But when you're done throwing up, what happens? You take a breath, right? You take a deep breath. And then you wash your mouth, you rinse it out with water, maybe you brush, sit down, and then you rest. You feel better, right? You feel relieved. You feel okay. That's the same thing we need to do with our emotions. If it's coming up, it's coming up to come out, right? So don't keep it in. Because imagine if, you know, you feel so heavily, you feel so pressed to throw up, and then you just keep swallowing it back. You're going to get more sweet. You're going to get more sick. That pain you were feeling in your stomach, the sweating, the headache, is just going to get worse. Because those things that need to come out are not coming out. They're staying in your body. They literally need to be released. And unfortunately, we're taught, like we're actually systematically taught to do these things with our emotions, good or bad. And it's such a huge problem because what happens, remember, everything is energy. I've talked about that in the past few episodes. Everything is energy. So if energy that needs to come out is staying in your body, is going to be stored and is going to manifest as different things in your life. It might manifest as sickness. It might manifest as emotional triggers. It might manifest as hatred for yourself or resentment or bitterness. It might manifest in fear. It might manifest in feeling unsafe, feeling unhappy, feeling unloved, feeling misunderstood. Huh, are you hearing all these things? Is that what you want? No. Right? We want a good life for ourselves. So I'm not saying that it's easy to let these things out. Because remember, I also said we're legitimately being systematically taught that this is how to approach these things. But then we have to break out of the mold. And that's where journaling comes in. It helps give you that space where, you know, you can begin to practice breaking out of that mold by being honest with yourself, by being true with yourself, by letting things come out in your own space, within your own circle, within your own sphere of control, right? That's an anime reference. If you've watched Kenshi, then you'll understand the sphere of control. It's essentially that you can create an energetic field to protect yourself. And this is a real thing. This is why I find anime to be very interesting. A lot of their concepts in, you know, magic and war and fighting and love and energy, they're very real. Right? So, super interesting stuff. If you're not into anime, well, me, I'll always try to encourage you because I love anime. And I didn't always used to, but once I began to watch it and pay attention to the messages inside, man, there's nothing you can do to make me stop watching anime now. So, journaling is one of those powerful tools, really, that helps you in that release and helps you to let the things that are coming up to come out, letting you take that fresh air of breath. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, you always, there's a certain feeling that comes after journaling, right? Like, there's some, sometimes after I journal, like, I just close it and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm just going about my day. Everything's cool beans. And then there are sometimes I finish journaling and, you know, as I'm writing, there are literally tears in my eyes. I'm crying. The tears are falling to my page. And then afterwards, I look at myself in the mirror and my eyes are freaking red. And I'm just like, oh, God. And I have a headache. But then I go to sleep. And I wake up and it's almost like nothing happened. So you really, sometimes you can't tell the experience that you're going to have, but it is a worthwhile experience. It's not something you can go wrong with. And that's why I said there's really no wrong way to journal. Just like it's you and that blank piece of paper. There's nothing to be intimidated by because it's just space. It's just space. Journaling is a fantastic tool of awareness. It's also a fun way to be with yourself, to experience yourself, to understand your emotions, your thoughts, how you feel, and to just be. That permission to just be, to just take up space and to be you. Like I said earlier, it's one that we feel oftentimes that we don't have, but we do. So take it with power, take it with love. Take it with sound mind. And remember, you can't go wrong. You can't journal wrong. Do you want to draw and doodle in your journal? Go ahead. Do you want to make lists in your journal? Go ahead. Like, sometimes what I do is that I just write gratitudes on the page. And I just keep on listing things that I'm grateful for. And that's a fantastic practice, you know, because it's the most random things. Like, if I open a list of my gratitudes, it could be the most random thing. Sometimes it's something like, oh, my God, the sunset looked mwah today. Like, oh, God, it was just so amazeballs. Sometimes it's something really fantastic, like, God, I can't believe you sent me such a fantastic opportunity, like, out of nowhere. It's just like, what? How does this even make any sense? Like, how could the universe orchestrate to make this magic happen? And, like, it's so full of excitement. Sometimes it's just that, it's been a hard week, but I'm here and I've done it. Sometimes is that, oh, my cats did this funny thing today and it made me so happy. Sometimes it's, oh, thank you so much for giving me like a fantastic family. Like, I wouldn't ever change the family that I've been in, that I'm in rather, even though, you know, everybody has their own wahala. So literally, it could be anything, right? And this is just me. This is the way I do things. There are tons of other ways that, like, everybody does their own thing. Remember, we're so unique. Like, me, this is just my own vibe, personally. So what's your vibe like? Do that. Do you. Do you. That's the main point in all of this. Just do you. There's already magic in that, so go ahead, go for it, full force, right? So I hope that this has encouraged you to get a journal and start journaling for your own peace of mind, for your own journey of realizing who you are, waking up to who you are, and also evolving and expanding. Right? That's what we're about, living our best life. And how can you live your best life if you're not even aware of the one you have right now? So it's powerful stuff, and I hope you do it. And I hope you have an amazing time doing so. Take care of yourself. Till next time. Bye.